I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News, Selwyn Carsort. Welcome, Selwyn.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah.
Well, we're here to talk about you running for Fremantle Council as a councillor for the Coastal Ward.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I'm looking forward to improving Fremantle. I think there's a little bit of improvement that we can do in Fremantle and get more tourists to come to the town.
Well, that probably begins to answer the question that I wanted to start out asking you, as I am the other candidates for various seats and mayoral positions and so on. Why are you running?
There's a few issues in Fremantle that I'd like to tackle, and I could run through those if you like.
Oh, go ahead.
Yep. Okay, the first issue is the financial management of the council. I think it's been poor in the past. And I'm a qualified accountant, and I'd like to add my support to the council in reviewing all the financial matters. The next issue I have would be to bring back the cat bus. I thought the cat bus is a great asset to Fremantle, and to bring it back. And I think you could actually bring it back at no cost. just have the 532 do a half-hour service out down to Coburn, and then do a half-hour service with the cat bus doing the cat bus route. And getting all those tourists that come to town, to get them down to South Beach and down to the businesses in South Terrace, stop off for a swim, go to running with thieves and come back to the train station. And I believe that's a very important asset for the tourists of Fremantle.
So the cat bus became a big issue at the time. It needed state government support, it seemed, to maintain it. I suppose a lot of people will be asking how you actually afford to recommit it.
I think the City of Fremantle should support it in some way financially, and I think we should take the issue back to the state government and get them to give their support as well and bring it back to town, because Fremantle was such a great tourist spot and that cat bus added to that.
Well, people do love it. So is that what's, in a sense, got you fired up to run? Have you run for local government before?
No, I haven't run before, but I'm a Fremantle lover. I lived in East Fremantle for 42 years, and now I've lived in South Fremantle for 7 years, and I just love Fremantle.
Well, I'm bound to ask you, having just told me that, whether you're an East Fremantle or a Bulldog supporter when it comes to football.
I'm actually a South Fremantle supporter, and I used to attend the games before the AFL came along, but I still love my Bulldogs.
So there's those issues about the financial health, if you like,
yep.
And then the cat bus. One's that hard-headed, well, might say, accounting way of thinking, the other one's that sort of emotional Fremantle sort of issue. Are there other things that you want to have on your policy platform, that you want to drive for?
Yes, there is. The second one I've got is to bring the airport trains to Fremantle, and the issue with the trains at the moment is the signalling. The state government won't make the investment to upgrade the signalling to bring those trains direct to Fremantle. And I think that's a mistake. And what happens at the moment is the freight trains come in, they've got a window of 5 minutes to get over the bridge. If they don't meet that that time schedule, they've got to sit there for 40 minutes and wait for the next window. And the state government should make the investment in upgrading the signalling to get those airport trains run directly to Fremantle.
Presently they go to Claremont, correct. And then they have to come on. It's an issue that a lot of Fremantle people would support, and it's a technical issue, is it?
It is a technical issue. They need to upgrade the signals to get those freight trains across the old bridge. And once the upgrade's been made, the airport trains can come direct to Fremantle.
It seems like a no-brainer, and I know I've heard people say it really is. So, well, that's an interesting issue to be pushing on. You'll no doubt get a lot of support for that. And what other matters would you be wanting to introduce at the council level?
Yep, at council level, I think they need to make a commitment to the roundhouse. The roundhouse needs upgrading. The upgrade is going to cost about $75,000. The upgrade at the moment is supporting that as the roundhouse are using their own funds to go through that upgrade. And we're about a quarter of the way through, but I think the city, as the owner of the roundhouse, should make a commitment for around a sum of about $75,000.
Well, roundhouse is an amazing piece of European heritage in right there, looking over Bathurst Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And just tell me a little bit more about your own sort of discovery of Fremantle over all of those years, 40-odd years in East Fremantle and now a number here. Yeah. So what is it about Fremantle, that, generally speaking, that it has got you in?
I think Fremantle is unique in the world. They've restored most of the old buildings, which is very unique in the world. Tourists that come to town just love the buildings, The activities, we've got the Maritime Museum, we've got the Shipwreck Museum, there's a couple of nice breweries now in Fremantle, and the shops, there's some brilliant shops in Fremantle. And I think we need to support those businesses and just continue to upgrade Fremantle. It's got its bicentenary in a couple of years, and we need to get our running shoes on as a council to support that bicentenary.
It's going to be quite a thing, isn't it? 200 years in 29.
Yeah.
And you, so you volunteer at the Roundhouse. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, yep. I'm on Mondays. I'm a guide on Mondays, and we greet the tourists. We tell them about the Roundhouse. And its history, and it's quite interesting, the history of the Roundhouse. So that's great, and it's great meeting people from all over the world and from Australia as well. There's lots of travellers that travel around in their caravans and visit the Roundhouse. So it's great fun. It's great fun just mixing with those people.
Now, I've always wondered as a mere resident of Fremantle, Selwyn, how people endure very long meetings when the council meets. Are you ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready for that. I also do one other volunteering job on Fridays. I support Port Care, which supports the needy in the Fremantle and surrounding areas. And my job on Fridays is to take one of the vans and go to 6 supermarkets and pick up the leftover bread and fruit and veg. And that's given out free to the needy in Fremantle, back at our headquarters in South Street.
Now, there'll be a lot of chatter about all the people who are standing. So if you bail somebody up, or they bail you up down on South Terrace or Marine Terrace or middle of High Street here, and they say, so tell us, what are your main 5 points? Why should I vote for you? You've covered some of them, no doubt, but tell us how you pitch it.
Yeah, we'd cover those points that we've covered in this interview, but there are other issues. I think South Street, they put up these steel bollards to protect the trees, but half of them have been bent over and it looks ugly. And I think you don't need steel bollards to protect trees.
South Terrace, is it?
South Terrace, sorry. Yeah, South Terrace. So we'd upgrade South Terrace. The speed humps, I think the speed humps are too harsh in South Terrace. I think you can get to the traffic calmers rather than those harsh speed humps. And a lot of places you go today, they have traffic calmers, which are far better suited for a place like South Terrace. So I would upgrade those speed humps.
The coastal ward, of course, is new, only 4 wards in the city now. We used to have more. Once upon a time, they were broken down. So it encompasses quite an area, South Fremantle and Central Frio.
It does, yeah, great area. I'm also a member of the Rotary Club of Attardale, and we are just meeting with St. Pat's at the moment and looking at the homeless issue in Fremantle. That's a very complex issue, the homeless issue. And we've got St. Pat's meeting with the Rotary Club next week, and we're going to try and work with St. Pat's. And St. Pat's is a fantastic organisation for Fremantle. It's a real asset.
It is a wonderful organisation, and yes, I admire the work that Michael Pugh and the others do there. There's a lot of talk about bringing in little tiny homes and pods and the like to house people.
Yep. That's already underway in North Fremantle. The Rotary Club of Attardale supported pod housing there. I think there's 12 houses there.
There is. Yeah. Wonderful initiative.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a fantastic initiative.
Yes. And so you can see things like that happening around Fremantle?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. There's lots of those sorts of things that we can do. Yeah.
Are there things that you feel... how should I put this, most motivated to do? Is there an order of things you would be wanting to achieve once you got on to council as a councillor for for the Central Ward?
Yeah, sure.
They should have called it Central. I don't know why they called it Coastal.
I think the financial issue is the big one. They overspent on their council building, and that basically sent the council into a bad financial position. So we've got to work through that and get it back onto a better financial standing. I think we need to support the businesses in Fremantle better. They are talking about a 20% penalty on the businesses in Fremantle for underground power. I think that's grossly unfair. What we should be supporting businesses as much as we can in Fremantle, because it's a tough gig. Running a business in Fremantle is a very tough gig. We need to support those guys and keep them in town.
It's interesting, the finances. It often gets raised. I suppose the council, one way or the other, has to find the funds. And if you don't have a levy on people to get the direct benefits, presumably rates go up elsewhere.
Yeah. I think adding that 20% levy, I think, is unfair. But I think what the total amount should be shared right across the whole city of Fremantle, and we all share that benefit. When I lived in East Fremantle, they put an underground power. There was no penalty to businesses at all. We all shared the benefit, and the benefits are great. Having underground power is such a winner. It is a great winner.
Yes, and I think there's a program undergoing at the moment, and the levies have come around that do get shared pretty broadly, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And what else do you have on it? Are you happy with what's happening down at South Beach these days?
South Beach is great. I think they've done a fantastic job on the change rooms that at the bottom end of South Beach. Those change rooms are brilliant. Took a lot of time, and I think it was over budget, but they are great. They talk about doing change rooms at the Dog Beach, but I don't believe the Dog Beach people want it. They don't want changes. You know, they're happy to have their shower, change if they want to, and that. So I would, I wouldn't support that, putting change rooms there. I think the change rooms we've got at South Beach, Port Beach may need a little bit of an upgrade. But the ones at Leighton are brilliant as well. Those change rooms there are brilliant.
Leighton is absolutely brilliant, isn't it? I always thought it was the model. I should have picked it up and put it everywhere else.
Exactly right. It's a good model. Yeah. And they even had that feature film on it where they filmed inside the change rooms with the girls. And it was such a social thing, all these girls meeting.
It was quite a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great movie. I can't think of the title.
No.
Something about your husband, I can't remember.
Well, we have many reminders on Facebook as soon as this goes up, Selwyn. So I'm always fascinated when people run. I always admire people who run for public office. Is it something you've dreamed about doing for some time, or did you suddenly get the bug because of something happened?
I've just got the bug. Moving to South Fremantle has given me the bug. It is such a great place to live. And having a coffee in the morning, having a swim in the morning, just all those facilities, walking down the street for a beer, it's just a great place to live.
Well, you made a lot of people jealous now. Well, Selwyn Castles, thank you very much for joining me this morning to tell us about yourself and the reasons why you are standing for Coastal Ward as a councillor.
My pleasure.
Thanks for that.